Transport. Kenya National Highway Authority, KENHA, held public participation to sensitize Malaba residents on the consequences of encroachment, building along road reserves and littering. Engineer Joyce Kosge said that they will remain vigilant to ensure all structures constructed on road reserves will be demolished to improve drainage and easy traffic snarl up along Eldoret Malaba Highway. Protection of road reserves and building along road reserves is also illegal, and perpetrators could face heavy fines, she said. She added, before you construct any structure on road reserves, it's vital to visit KENHA or county government offices to avoid wastage of resources. Digging in road reserves will also not be tolerated. Ms. Kosge said vandalism of road signs has also escalated, thus endangering motorists, which use the busy corridor, B, road that links Nairobi-Rironi and Malaba border. KENHA hold public participation to sensitize the public on encroachment, road reserves and vandalism of road items. Kosge noted that littering is another impediment to KENHA's resolve to meet its agendas, blaming Busia County staff for leaving litter near drainage sites. Eng. Kosge said the Traffic Act bars people from parking on road shoulders along the main carriageway for more than 1 to 2 hours, with the culprits to face a fine of ₦30,000 or 1 year imprisonment. Eng. Akuku Tilan said anybody who wishes to lease their land or obtain title near road reserves should seek surveyor's map from the county government, adding that Kenya Power also needs Whale Avenue approval from the county government. Engineer noted that it was illegal to engage in activities within road reserves. He lauded the county government for seeking permission from the highway authority to expand the Kacholia culvert. Akuku said vandalism of signs was a nationwide phenomenon. He cited a case between 2019-2020 between Malaba, Webeye Road when all installed signs were vandalized in a spate of 1 month. He told the municipality board to enforce the law to make it mandatory for hawkers doing business along the busy highway to always wear reflectors to ensure their safety from the long-distance truck drivers. Chief officer in the county government of Busia in charge of urban development and physical planning Ken Mbaja regretted that the Bungoma-Malaba road was very narrow, which calls for urgent expansion. He noted that the reorganization of Malaba town was painful and told the municipality manager Francis Asoyong to act fast and remove illegal structures within the border town after holding public participation and construct modern kiosks. Tough laws are required to reorganize the town, including the road, sewer, drainage. He urged KENHA to expedite the culvert's approval from private developers instead of the current trend where approval takes 3 to 4 months, he said. Municipality manager Francis Asoyong said the county government has acquired an investor to construct a trailer park with 100 meters set aside for the purchase of land. Asoyong said littering challenges in the municipality will be a thing of the past as they will budget for the purchase of 2 tractors to carry litter to the dumping site on a daily basis, unlike the current trend when litter was ferried on weekly basis with tractor from Busia. The manager said they have entered into an agreement with a contractor to construct the trailer park to expand the box culvert attack. Businessman Dominic Kahara said trailers should be allowed to stop for at least 10 minutes to buy goods that would spur the economy of the border town, adding that darkness is a great concern with no streetlights.